in the country teaches hunter education, the class that you went through. You probably went through it in high school, or you said in Walmart, I guess, or?
In the back of Walmart.
Okay.
For 2 days.
Well, they teach hunter education just like many of our sporting good retailers, and one of the things that we can get in hunter education is a home study package, or we can do it a traditional way, and we can do it in a regular course that we attend, whether that's on a weekend or a weeknight, mm-hmm. or at school. And the various programs boil down to a 10-hour experience, a 10-hour curriculum, a 10-hour learning lesson, mm-hmm. on the safe way, the legal way, and the responsible way to hunt. And learning those kinds of things probably makes for a funner hunt, I would say. And
it does.
But it also helps us because you're an ambassador of the sport, and then being a 15-year-old ambassador or a 70-year-old ambassador is probably just as important to the hunting heritage that we do it, but that we do it right as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter education in Texas is required of all those born on or after September 2nd of 1971. That's what we call our grandfather date. Every state in the Union except Alaska has a mandatory program. What has it done for us in Texas, but as well as in the country? It's reduced accidents, hunting accidents, by over 50%. We've increased compliance to the hunting laws, and that's a mm-hmm. conservation measure. And we've helped people learn new knowledge and new skills, and that's kind of important when you think about all the different kinds of education process, like defensive driving, or like learning how to drive for the first time. Learning how to hunt, we shouldn't assume that you kind of learn this just by being born, or even that your parents are teaching you the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we know that a lot of parents teach their kids the wrong thing, and they poach, and they unfortunately they do the kinds of things that give hunting a bad name. But with you, you're a product of somebody that probably cares about you learning the right way,
mm-hmm.
The safe way, the legal way, and I see that smile on your face, so I imagine it was a fun experience. Are you going to go hunting again?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. Actually, I'm already begging them to take me out on the opening weekend for youth. I'm begging.
And now that's this weekend, so...
I know.
So you're getting practice up this time, and this time you're going to practice what on that shot?
Well, try not to get nervous this time.
Well, nervous is part of it, but to take a good shot is to just to try to control those emotions.
Right.
And take a good, clean shot. We're going to wrap it up for this hunting webcast, and we're sure appreciative of the fact that you've joined us tonight. The chat room will be going on for an additional hour, so if you've got questions about hunting in Texas or just about hunter education, where to go for hunter education classes, all of these kinds of questions can be handled through the chat room, or certainly at any time if you log on to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website. We'll certainly teach you all you can know about hunting, but to get out there, to go into the woods, to step out in the nature is really the real teacher in hunting and in the outdoors, and we just hope that you take the time to get out this hunting season, be safe, legal, responsible, in order to have fun, and we hope you have fun.